Take the next step to business growth with the Nedbank Business Accelerator.
Thank you for joining me, Pavlo Fatiris, on this series of Business Accelerator podcasts. All these podcasts focus on how you as a business owner can be sure that you're building your business into an asset of value. When you build your business into an asset of value, understanding how to measure your progress towards this goal is important. To do this, you need to understand how your business would one day be valued by a valuator or a buyer or an investor. It could be a private buyer or it could be a corporate buyer. If it's an investor, it could be a growth investor or a partner. And if you're passing it on to the next generation, well, that could be family members or staff members through a management buyout. Understanding how valuation works gives you control over the future value of your business. There are three levers that you can pull, in effect, to get the business valuation right. These three levers, how to build them, is what we'll be talking about today. The first is dealing with this issue of valuation, and there are so many different arguments as to how businesses should be valued. It might be a multiple of earnings, a multiple of profits, a multiple of turnover. It might be the assets in the business. All of these are really designed, in my view, to conflate the true value of what the business really is and what value can be generated from this business. Ultimately, value in any business is found where it's not dependent on you to operate the business. Because think of it, if I value the business to buy it and you are the business, in effect, I can't buy you. Therefore, if the business cannot continue without you, the valuation should be zero. Next, how sticky are your revenues? How often are they generated? Do your customers like spending with you, like being serviced by you, and will they continue into the future? And then finally, it's not about turnover. It's ultimately about how much free cash can this business generate month on month. So let's talk a little bit about free cash because it's not an accounting term. And I'm going to go back to the spaza shop owner, the old Greek cafe owner, the person who stood behind the till. In the morning, they look at the money they spend from the till to buy stock. During the day, they look at the money they take back into the till. What's left at the end of the day is what free cash is. It's cash in your hand, in effect. So there are three levers that influence valuation. The first lever is how long into the future will the business continue without you? Is it a year? Is it 3 years? Is it 7 years? What you need to understand clearly is that the longer you can convince me as a valuator or buyer of your business that the business will continue into the future, generating these revenues, the higher the valuation. It's really hard to get past 3 years. It's already a tough ask to negotiate more than 1 year from a tough buyer or a tough investor. They want evidence that this business will continue to tick over if you are simply not there. The next thing is, as I mentioned earlier, they look at not turnover, but with this ongoing revenue coming into the business, and once the expenses have been paid, how much free cash is generated by the business? If that is a thick seam of free cash, and in fact there are multiple seams of free cash that are being generated month on month on month in this business, the valuation is dramatically increased. The final lever is something called a discount rate or a risk rate. If I give you 1,000 Rand today, and that 1,000 Rand is invested, let's say in a bank at 10%, at the end of the year, you would have 1,100 Rand in your hand. So arguably, 1,000 Rand right now is very different in value to 1,100 Rand 12 months from now. The two, in effect, are the same thing. If I have the 1,000 Rand now, or if I provide you with 1,100 Rand 12 months down the line, you're still in the same position. What we have done in looking at how far into the future the business can go and how much free cash can be generated month after month after month, moving away from today, leaves us in a position where the money generated in the future needs to be discounted back to today's value. It might be 10%, it might be 20%. That number is called the discount rate, the risk rate, and it's affected by many things which I'm going to dig into a lot deeper in some later podcasts. But understanding that that is one of the greatest influences on how you get your business valued gives you a key on how to build that lever in your favor. So to recap the three levers, the first lever I'm building is how far into the future can my business continue without me? I'm going to create a lever to make that 3 years, 5 years, 7 years. The next lever I'm creating is how much free cash gets generated out of that business. And then finally, the third lever is I'm going to build my business in a very particular way to ensure that that discount rate is very, very low. If I get those three levers done right, I maximize the valuation of my business. We often forget how to behave as investors in our own businesses. And yet, if you think about these three levers, it's no different to the way you as an investor in a stock exchange share would consider that share. You want to see it will continue into the future. You want to see that it's going to produce free cash and give you some dividends. And ultimately, you want to see that the risks of sustaining this business are very, very low. Figure them out, understand them, and learn how to build them into your own business. Please feel free to share this podcast with fellow business owners and let's help each other grow. Should you want me to cover anything specific, do make contact with me. Send me feedback. Give me a sense of what else you would like me to cover. You can find me on Twitter at Pavlo Biz, or you can find me on Facebook or LinkedIn under Pavlo Fatidis. But until then, please do have an entrepreneurial day.
Take the next step to business growth with the NetBank Business Accelerator.